Doing the same thing over and over, yet expecting a different result, has been called a definition of insanity. Yet that is essentially what the modern American healthcare system is doing, suggests Dr. Anthony Eitan, Vice President of Healthy Communities for the California Endowment, when it disregards the economic, social, and environmental factors that shape individuals' personal health.
Imagine the polluted stream. If you fish from a polluted stream, you expect the pollution in the stream to have an impact on the fish. But our model for health suggests that we should take individual fish out of the stream and put them in an emergency room and treat them and then put them back in the stream. Well, it's that stream that has the influence on people.
Dr. Eitan was the key speaker at a probing community dialogue aimed at developing a shared vision of Sonoma County in 10 years, a gathering of stakeholders convened to digest and brainstorm the actions necessary to achieve the stated goal of making Sonoma the healthiest county in California by 2020. Speaking with KRCB after his presentation, Dr. Eitan explained that the national recognition of and response to the obesity epidemic has helped set the stage for broader policy changes.
The obesity epidemic has been an opportunity, really, to help engage policymakers around the fact that access to healthy foods or parks or sidewalks for walking or bike trails actually influences health. So just that very simple concept that how you build a community and what people can do outside influences their health. People can get that.
Moreover, it has become clear that intentional systemic changes in areas historically considered far separate from public health, such as land use planning and urban design, can help ward off major health problems before they develop.
What are the drivers of healthcare costs? You don't have to spend much time looking at that question before you get to chronic disease and obesity. And how do you prevent chronic disease and obesity? Well, right there, you have to go to community strategies and how you design and prevent people from getting obese and diabetes in the first place is much more cost effective than waiting until that happens and then trying to intervene as we've been doing in our damage control mode.
Accomplishing that requires a collaborative community effort, strong leadership, and some radical rethinking of the status quo, as practiced by what Eitan called the service industrial complex, now delivering healthcare services. The emerging focus in Sonoma County and elsewhere is investing in what are being termed upstream interventions.
Across the political spectrum, people value prevention. What is not well understood is how to design preventive interventions. And that's what our work has been about is, okay, we get it. Prevention's cheaper. It works. It's fairer. How do we do it? And so that's what the California Endowment is trying to work on now. And that's what Sonoma County is struggling to figure out. And that takes leadership. It takes interdisciplinary collaboration. And it takes a sense of having your values out there. What is most important to this society? What are we trying to do?
There is no silver bullet to fix these problems, observed Oscar Chavez, Executive Director of Community Action Partnership, which hosted the gathering. What's needed instead, he said, is silver buckshot. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.